We are in Surah Al-Ankabut, the chapter of the spider. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the different kinds of fitan, the trials and the tribulations and the difficulties that a person will face in this world. And so Allah starts the first ayah by saying, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does man think that he will be left alone because he says, because they say we believe, and they won't be tested and tried? And then Allah subhanahu says, and we have tested and tried those before them. So this whole surah talks about the different kinds of tests and trials that happen. Why people leave Islam? What are those tests and trials? Why people don't become Muslim, even though they realize it's the truth, those tests and trials? And the first that Allah subhanahu talks about has to do with the very first interaction that a child has in this world, which is with their parents. And so Allah subhanahu said, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. And we advised man that he be kind and that he be graceful to his parents. Now comes the struggle. When جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. But if these parents urge you to commit polytheism, to commit shirk, to disobey Allah, then Allah subhanahu is saying that don't obey them in those matters. The test of our loved ones, if this is the case with the parents who deserve our utmost respect and honor, then what about other relationships like our spouses, our children, our best friends, our co-workers who urge us to disobey Allah subhanahu? There's a test of relationships. And then Allah subhanahu continues and defines another type of test. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. And among people are those who say that they believe in Allah, but when they're faced with some difficulty for obeying Allah subhanahu, they're challenged. When they're obeying Allah subhanahu, there's some harm or difficulty comes their way. They make that fitna, that difficulty, equal to the punishment of Allah. Meaning, believers run from the, flee from the punishment of Allah to his tawheed, his obedience, and his monotheism. Whereas these people see the difficulty or the harm or the punishment of this world, and they run towards disbelief and disobedience to Allah, thinking that that will save them, that will protect them. And if we analyze these fitan, these trials and tribulations, the misconception is that a person thinks that by leaving Islam, disobeying Allah, that they will be protected. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. And surely we sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people, and he remained with them for 950 years. This is the test of da'wah, the test of inviting people to Islam and monotheism. 950 years, a test of resilience, to be steadfast and continuously inviting people to the good. And then Allah subhanahu continues. Allah subhanahu then talks about Lut alayhi salam, his people, the test during his time. When Lut alayhi salam said, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ, that surely you people bring about these shameful deeds. This is the test of these shameful or improper urges that an individual may have when it comes to relationships. These are tests. And then Allah subhanahu talks about وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the test of status, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Qarun, Fir'aun, and Haman. And verily we sent to them Moses with clear signs, but they rejected them out of arrogance. So this is the test of status, where they thought that their status will protect them and keep them safe. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions Aad. This is the test for power. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ. In Surah Shu'ara, Allah describes him further, where he says that when they would strike like tyrants. So they would misuse their power, thinking that it doesn't matter how they use their power, if they slaughter or persecute people, their power will protect them and keep them safe. And then Allah subhanahu continues by talking about multiple types of tests and fitan. And then he says, وَلَا تُجَادِلُ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Where Allah subhanahu says, do not debate and argue with the Jews and Christians, except in a graceful way, except for those who are oppressive amongst them. This is the test of ilm, of knowledge. Sometimes we get some knowledge and we want to show off, or we want to embarrass people because they make mistakes. This is the test for our knowledge, how we use it, our ego. If we have knowledge, are we spreading it the proper way? And so Allah subhanahu mentions all these tests, and at the end of the surah, He gives us the way out and how to deal with these tests. Where Allah subhanahu said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Where Allah subhanahu said, those who struggle in our cause. Meaning, if anyone thinks that they are going to believe in Allah and it's going to be a walk in the park, that there will be no harm, they're not going to have to lose their job because they want to avoid something haram, they're not going to have or face ridicule from other people who see them as believers or as Muslims, then they have the wrong concept. Allah subhanahu said, to get through these tests, we're going to have to struggle in His cause. We initiate. Having these incorrect urges, thinking about these things that may protect us, like status and wealth and power, etc., that having those initial urges, there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is when we implement them. So the struggle is to fight these urges. And then Allah subhanahu mentions after that if we struggle in His cause, He will then guide us to His way. And surely Allah is with those who do good. This surah is called Surah Al-Ankabut, which is the spider. And then Allah gives in this surah an example of the spider, where He says, those who take protectors besides Allah is like the spider who spins a web to make its shelter. And we know how hard a spider works to spin its web and perfect that web to make it into a shelter. But Allah subhanahu says that the flimsiest, the weakest shelter is the shelter of the spider, because it's open, it's not protected from the elements. Rain can destroy it, people can pass by and destroy it, a person with his finger can just, with a stroke, destroy that shelter. So Allah subhanahu is showing us that these fitan, where people fall for leaving Islam or disobeying Allah, thinking that those things will protect them, meaning going to other than Allah subhanahu, is just like this spider shelter, which does not offer any protection. And the protection comes if we struggle through these tests, where Allah promises then He will be with us, where He said that He is ma'al muhsineen. Ask Allah subhanahu to save us from the fitan, ma dhahara minha wa ma batan, to save us from the trials and tribulations that are apparent and hidden, and to enable us to pass the test of this life. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.